Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora, or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts updated daily. And while you're there, please share those on social media. We appreciate that a great deal. It helps us out, and it helps all the great writers out at AmericaOutLoud.com as well. You can make it your one-stop shop for all your news needs. Everything is updated there on AmericaOutLoud.com, so you guys certainly want to check that out if you have not done so already. And if you already have, go there and check it out again. You know, Rob, what I want to kick off the show talking about is the GOP and the upcoming midterm elections here in 2022. And the Republican Party has got to get it right. We see what's going on with the Democrats. They are weak. They're fragile right now with the way Joe Biden's administration is going. We need strong leadership up against them. And I'm sorry, but Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, they are not the answer to all our needs. I think they would be weak and inefficient even if we do take back the House and Senate in 2022. I would love to see us change our leadership, both in the House and the Senate, because to me, Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, they're basically rhinos. They're basically waiting around, seeing what everyone else is going to do, and then react based off of that, meaning that they weren't America First Republicans in the first place, but they seen how popular President Trump was, and they jumped on the bandwagon and pretended like they supported President Trump. But the truth is, Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy never supported President Trump, and all they cared about was themselves and how far they could take themselves and their own political careers. To me, McCarthy and McConnell are a complete waste of time. I know you have a lot to say on this, Rob, so let's go ahead and get to it.
Andrew, you've nailed it. Everything that I want to say, you've said it in a nutshell, but I'm going to elaborate, as I always do. But you're correct. Republicans have got to get themselves together. And we have said on numerous occasions on this show, never underestimate the Republicans' ability to completely blow things up. Now, it's now April, almost May. The election is November. And from where I'm sitting and looking, and I think everybody else, this should really be a shoe-in for Republicans. I mean, there are some things that they need to do, like get out there, corral the voters, let them know what they stand for, ignore all of the noise, and they can win this thing. But they could also lose it. We know right now a couple of rhinos, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, are sitting at the top of this entire Jan 6 hearing. They're looking to see who did what, when, where, how. They're not paying attention to Nancy Pelosi and that she was responsible for providing security on Jan 6, or that Muriel Bowser, the mayor of DC, was also responsible for securing the parameters of the ellipse. No one is looking at that. The FBI isn't focusing in on it. Just the other day, Christopher Wray gave an interview on 60 Minutes. He's saying that they couldn't predict what was going to happen on Jan 6, that thousands of people were going to be there. And I'm sure he'd probably say that they're all white supremacists, that he didn't know, but he's the head of the FBI. But he can tell you what's going on in a local school board, who they should be looking at, who they should pick up. But they cannot tell you about the criminal activity that's taking place all over America. Go figure. It's just astonishing. The same Christopher Wray who was recommended by that rhino from New Jersey, Chris Christie. I'll never forgive him for that. And no, Chris Christie, you will never be president of the United States. Never be president. So you can stop trying and you can stop writing books. You can stop pontificating. It's not going to work. But these characters who claim, seemingly they say that they're Republicans, are rhinos, they're losers. And then it makes you wonder, why do they have so much momentum behind this Jan 6 deal? Like, what is it? Why are they zeroing in on this? How did they manage to get Liz Cheney there? And she's unwavering. She and Adam Kinzinger, who, if I might add, is thinking about running for president. And he knows he would lose, but he's like, oh, I want to run against President Trump. why is it that they have all this bravado behind them? I've been scratching my head trying to figure it out. I'm like, they should know that this is a no-win situation. There is no there there. But what is it that has emboldened these two and others, like Van Sass, who's just sitting in the wings, not saying anything right now, because he wants to see how all this is going to play out before he jumps in, the Brutus, and with the knives, just start putting knives in people's backs. Why is it that Kevin McCarthy is always so willing to call out Marjorie Taylor Greene? Why is that? Madison Cawthorn? Why are they so willing to, if they feel that one of their members are getting out of line, they will viciously attack them? Why is that? I mean, I'm just like, what's going on? Well, you know, Friday, as is always the day when they dump out a lot of stuff, we got a glimpse into what has emboldened, or one of the things that has emboldened Liz Cheney and Adam Kissinger. Because everything that we have right now, we know that it's like, it's nothing. But then we learned Friday of a little nugget that Liz Cheney, as well as the Democrats, are probably trying to hang their hats on. Not that it's much of anything. Trump is no longer in office. But the key is to keep him from running. And how do you do that? Keep him from running for president again? By trying to charge him with a crime. If you're charged with a crime, you can't run from the office of the president. Now, I know some of you are laughing and saying, but look at Joe Biden. Yeah, that's right. Joe Biden and his crime regime, crime family enterprise, have committed crime after crime, and it's right in front of our face. I mean, they beat Hillary and Bill Clinton. I mean, you see it right there. But the FBI, they don't want to touch it. Forget about the mainstream media. They are not going to touch it. They're going to stay away from it because they're hoping that you don't see it. Now, I know that they've come out and they've said, well, the Hunter Biden is not Russia disinformation, after saying it was Russia disinformation. For how many years? Even Biden was saying it was Russia disinformation. Even Chris Wallace, who has recently lost his position at CNN Plus, ha, 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 serves you right. He's not a journalist. And a lot of these folks out there, they're saying that they're journalists. They are not journalists. And Trump has proven that when he was in office. They're not journalists. They're propaganda machines. I would hate to go back to journalism school and see what they're teaching the kids. Because they're not teaching them anything about being fair and balanced. Now, I went to journalism school. No one has reached out to me at my school to say, hey, could you come and talk to the students? And they all know my position. I've had some of my instructors, I've done shows with them. So they know my position. But I don't think my position bowls over well with the mainstream media, which is attack, attack, attack. Anything that you don't like and make it seem as if though it's disinformation, especially when you're not thinking our way. But back to my story. What has emboldened them? I mentioned a little nugget. Let me just let you guys hear this little nugget. Run the tape.
Liz, you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks, Kevin. I guess there's a question. When we were talking about the 25th Amendment resolution, and you asked if you know what happens if it gets there after he's gone, is there any chance, are you hearing, that he might resign? Is there any reason to think that might happen?
I've had some few discussions. My gut tells me no. I'm seriously thinking of having that conversation with him tonight. I haven't talked to him in a couple days. From what I know of him, I mean, you guys all know him too. Do you think he'd ever back away? But what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to call him. This is what I think. No, it'll pass the House. I think there's a chance it'll pass the Senate even when he's gone. And I think there's a lot of different ramifications for that. Now, I haven't had a discussion with the Dems that if he did resign, would it not happen? Now, this is one personal fear I have. I do not want to get in any conversations about Pence pardoning anything like that. I mean, the only discussion I would have with him is that I think this will pass, and it would be my recommendation we should resign. I mean, that would be my take, but I don't think he would take it, but I don't know.
There you have it. There you have it. Brutus. Judas. Speaking ill to the enemy. And just in case you didn't figure it out, that was a voice of none other than Kevin McCarthy speaking to Liz Cheney, saying that, yep, he will be impeached. He might get kicked out of office, but I'm going to ask him to resign. Now, this happened some days after Jan 6 that he's having this conversation. Now, you would think he would have done a post-mortem and saw through all this. You would think he would have looked at the video and say, wait a minute, President Trump was here at the Ellipse. All this activity was taking place here at the Capitol. And what we saw is that we saw Capitol Police telling them to come in. Now, some people will say, well, they were telling them to come in because they were afraid they were going to be hurt. Afraid they were going to be hurt? Who is going to hurt the police? I mean, that's a joke. Well, they were telling them just to come on in because they were afraid. Well, if they were afraid, they shouldn't even be in that position. You're the police, by God. You're Capitol Security. So that little, they were afraid, that's hogwash. I don't even want to hear it. That's ridiculous. But you would think Kevin McCarthy would have done a postmortem, got all the information together, all the evidence, and then made an informed decision. But instead, Kevin McCarthy, if you recall, after Jan 6, stood up on the House floor and condemned President Trump and said that it was President Trump's fault. No, I don't know if President Trump knew that he, being McCarthy, had a side conversation with Liz Cheney. I don't know. But I do know that he saw him on the Capitol floor, the House floor, condemning Trump, saying that this was Trump's fault. And I think they had some words, but they've since, I guess, patched things up. The tape that was released on Friday that you just heard, I don't know if Trump was aware of the tape. McCarthy has been out there saying, oh, no, no, no. We support President Trump. We're behind him 100%. And he denied ever saying that Trump should be impeached or resign from office. Now, of course, the Democrats have had this tape all along, and they were waiting for the perfect moment. And that perfect moment is that the New York Times, whom you can't trust, some of the writers are writing a book, and they're going to, and this tape, they transcribed it, and it's in the book. Now, I have no reason to believe that this tape was altered, doctored, or manufactured to be untruthful. From where I'm sitting, from what I'm hearing, it's truthful. Now, Kevin is saying, oh, well, I didn't mean that, and this is what I meant, and this is what happened. Kevin, stop. We're not dumb. This is embarrassing. You're embarrassing yourself. Stop it. Don't try to spin it. It is you on the tape being Judas or Brutus, if you're looking at Caesar. Judas, if you're looking at Jesus Christ. And no, I am not saying that Trump is Jesus Christ. Please stop it. That's something that the left would say. Don't go off on the deep end. But what I am saying is that Kevin McCarthy, and we have said this before on our show, and we have had other guests to come on, and they have said the same thing, that he is a rhino. And even before Jan 6, we had another guest to come on, and he said that Kevin McCarthy just wants to be Speaker of the House so that once his time is up as Speaker of the House, he can go and join some major corporation as a CEO and make millions of dollars. I have no reason to doubt that that is not the trajectory that he wants. Andrew, at this stage of the game, the only thing that Kevin can do is to help Republicans get elected, keep a smile on his face. If they are successful in taking the House and Senate, he should step down. He should not say he wants to be Speaker of the House. We have others that could be Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz. There are other senior people that could serve in that position. President Trump himself could serve in the position. The person doesn't have to be, according to the Constitution, a member of the House. But Kevin McCarthy cannot serve in that function. And I will go a step further. And I hate to say this. There is a saying that you should keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. Maybe that's what President Trump is doing. Because we do know that he's having conversations with Kevin McCarthy. We do know that they have lunch from time to time and that McCarthy has flown down to Mar-a-Lago. And when they had this big dust up with Kevin appearing on the floor of the house and condemning them. There were like a couple of days or weeks that they weren't speaking. And then Kevin made the pilgrimage to Mar-a-Lago and things were patched up. Now that this tape has been released, again, I don't know if he mentioned to President Trump that he had said these things. I would like to think that he did. But there's a part of me, Andrew, that's thinking that he did not. That being said, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. President Trump needs to distance himself from Kevin McCarthy. He can do it now. He can do it later. Maybe he should do it later. But if Republicans are successful in taking control of the House, and if President Trump backs McCarthy for that position, I'm going to have a serious problem. We need to get out the traitors. In my opinion, it is people like McCarthy that we cannot trust. That is a huge offense that he committed, because he could have, like everyone else, stepped back and done a postmortem. If you look at all of our statements related to Jan 6, never once did we throw President Trump under the bus. Never once did we say that he was responsible for it, because he wasn't. He was not responsible. He's at the Ellipse. These people acted on their own. And I don't know if it was their intention to have this huge college boy prank. I think that they went there. They were going to protest. As they protested, people protested during the spring and summer of 2020 and 2021. But somehow along the way, the FBI had agents within the group working concertedly to cause a ruckus. You saw on the tape, they were asking, the police were asking people to come in. Now, I know that there is another character, Ollie, I can't think of his last name, who has decided to work with the FBI. I don't know what he's going to tell them, but I don't trust him either. But again, Trump cannot support McCarthy wanting to be Speaker of the House. If they are successful, Andrew, and taking the House, I don't want to see McCarthy up there. I want him to bow out gracefully. If his name is nominated, I think he should step forward and say, nope, this is not the role for me. And he should pick someone else, Andrew. Plain and simple.
Yeah, well said. And I have a hard time trusting anyone with the name Ali as well. So it'll be interesting to see where this January 6th commission goes and who they interview. But what I would like to see is when the Republicans take back the House and Senate, not only for them to get rid of Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, but they need to throw out this January 6th commission on day one, get rid of it if possible, not give it any credence and not another second of thought, because this is a complete waste of time and a waste of taxpayer money. You're tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app for free to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud.
If you're like me, you'd like life to return to some kind of normal. You're burned out on the precautions, but deep down, you still want to avoid getting sick. You've heard it talked about time and again by respected medical professionals. Use a povidone iodine antiviral nasal spray. Made in the USA, Cofix RX reduces viral loads and minimizes the risk of you getting sick. Find a retailer near you or click our banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutloud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Andrew, as you can tell, I'm really passionate about this. I feel extremely strong about this, that Trump cannot support McCarthy wanting to be Speaker of the House. Because this tape, the clip that we just played for our listeners to hear, is evident that this guy is a rhino. I mean, why couldn't he just do a postmortem and wait until all the facts were in? It seemed as if though they were trying to rush to judgment because they wanted to make it seem as though they were virtue signaling that, you know, we're up here and we can denounce him because of what he did in this. It's like, wait a time out. You know, the same thing with Mike Pence. We've spoken about Mike Pence's role in all this. And people saying that Trump wanted Mike Pence to do something that he wasn't supposed to do. That is not so. Under the Constitution, and we've covered this on one of our shows, when they're getting ready to certify the votes, if any of the representatives has an issue with the certification, and if they are supported with a senator, the vice president is supposed to take that into consideration and then send it back to the state and let the state make the decision. That is all we were asking for. But Mike Pence is calling, the former vice president's name, Dan Quayle. Well, what do I do? What do you mean, what do you do? You follow the Constitution. Guys, run the tape. I want you guys to hear what happened. Run the tape.
We all got our doubts about the last election. And I want to assure you, I share the concerns of millions of Americans about voting irregularities. And I promise you, come this Wednesday, we'll have our day in Congress. We'll hear the objections. We'll hear the evidence. The objections to counting the certificate of vote of the state of Arizona that the teller has verified appears to be regular in form and authentic.
Then I, Paul Gosar from Arizona.
What purpose does the gentleman from Arizona run?
I rise up for myself and 60 of my colleagues to object to the counting of the electoral ballots from Arizona.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a senator?
Yes, it is.
It is.
There you have it. We had a representative and we had two senators that were supporting the representative. Ted Cruz, and was it Josh Hawley? No, Josh Hawley is a representative. I can't think of the other senator, but they had more than enough. Maybe Pence got cold feet when he realized that they were storming, so they say, the White House. And I played this out to you guys once before. Let's give him the benefit of a doubt. Let's say that he was going to go through with his constitutional duties and send those votes, which was going back to Arizona, back to Arizona to see if they wanted to seat those electorates or come up with new ones. And it was up to them. But if we play it out and give him the benefit of a doubt, when they were told, we're under siege, maybe then he stopped and said, well, we can't go forward with it. We've got to wait. Maybe that's what got him to stop doing what he was going to do. Maybe that's what the Democrats wanted. They wanted it to be stopped because they knew he was going to send it back. Now, only Mike Pence can tell us that. I'm trying to give him a way out here. And if Mike, if that is the case, you need to come forward and you need to say it, that I was going to send those electorates back to Arizona once the representative and the two senators had fulfilled the constitutional requirements. However, the Capitol Police came in and said that we're under attack and that we had to stop the certification. That is a possibility, but we don't know that, and Mike Pence isn't saying it. And we will probably never know, because we know that Liz Cheney isn't looking at getting to the bottom of that. The only thing she's trying to do is to stop Trump. That's it. By any means necessary. Now, some of you would say, well, why would she want to stop Trump? Because if she stopped Trump, she's going to allow the Democrats to win an election. No, that's not it. She wants to keep Trump from running so that she could run another rhino. Maybe she'll run for herself. Look at Adam Kissinger. He said that he wants to run. That is the reason why she wants to stop Trump. No, she still feels that she's a Republican and that there are a few Republicans that are out there. They want to turn this party back to the days of George Bush. Sorry, George, his dad, they want to turn it back to those days whereby Republicans were afraid of their own shadows. They were afraid to stand up. They were afraid to speak truth to power. And if you mentioned the word racism, oh my God, they would go into a little shell. Whereas with Trump, he was bombastic. He was in your face. And he would never let anything go unanswered, or he would never let anyone attack him without saying, wait a minute, buddy, if you hit me, I'm going to hit back and harder. Now, I didn't always like it, but he did it. And this country got respect. Look at Putin. Did Putin invade anything when Trump was in office? No. And he wanted to. And Trump said, you better not, because those little gardens that you have there in Russia, they won't be so pretty. Look at Rocket Man. Oh, yeah, he blew his missiles here and there, but he said, you better not touch anything. You better not touch our allies, because if you do, it won't be pretty, because my gun is bigger than your gun. Look at China. He kept them at bay. And people say, well, Putin didn't attack them because they thought Trump was crazy. Okay, and? Well, he knows that Biden is senile, and he's like, hey, let's strike while we can. Folks, do you see what I'm painting here, what I'm trying to tell you? We are in a very tricky situation here as far as power, the balance of power. Republicans could take it all. But Andrew, if we take it all, we cannot allow people like McCarthy and McConnell, Liz Cheney, Ben Sasse. Who is the other character that's out there? The Murkowskis and
Lisa Butler.
Haria Butler. Oh, yeah, we got to get rid of her. I think Joe Kent, hopefully he'll be able to knock her out. And I think McCarthy is supporting Haria Butler. Is he not? I think I heard that he's supporting her. He has donated money to her.
From what I've heard. And Rob, you know what I think we might sadly slowly be seeing play out before our eyes is that we know that Biden has been a disaster, but I think Republican leadership, they might actually allow this January 6th commission to go on, even if they take back the House and Senate, and they might use it as a way to get President Trump out of the picture. And we already see Mike Pence back on the scene giving speeches. They might try and sneak in Mike Pence and use January 6th to get President Trump out of the picture. Then Mike Pence, if he's the candidate, then McCarthy and McConnell both get to keep their positions at the top, and it'll still be the swamp of Republicans in Washington, D.C. I hope that's not what happens, and the voters cannot let that happen. But I think that might be the power play for McConnell and McCarthy, is they might actually be rooting for this January 6th commission to take out Trump at this point.
That's a great analogy. I never thought of it that way. And you could very well be right that they're letting this thing just drag out. They have had this information about this tape that was leaked on last Friday for quite some time. Oh, they've been sitting on it. And why have they been so confident that, well, we're going to push this thing through, letting little drips and drabs come out, interviewing different people? And I wouldn't at all be surprised at what these people are saying. I mean, I'm surprised they haven't leaked out what Ivanka and Jared have said. Maybe they didn't say anything of worth anything. But what is the other guy's name? Ollie. You know the guy that I'm talking about, who was really big on Stop the Steal. He was at the Ellipse and he was in hiding and they've been looking for him. And now he's all at once, he's decided to come out.
Ali Alexander.
He's decided to come out and he's working with the commission. Who knows what he's saying? Now, they've interviewed him and nothing has leaked out. And we can look at it one of two ways. What he told them wasn't of substance, or maybe what he told him, they're waiting to drop the bombshell. Because as we know that some of the individuals that they've arrested on that date, they're still, some of them are still in jail. They're still in jail. Daryl Brooks, the Black supremacist from Wisconsin, I think he's out. You have Frank James, the Black supremacist from New York, who tried to kill people. He's not out, but they're treating him as if though he, what he did was, they're giving him an okay, a pass. And then you look at all the other perpetrators. There was another guy, Jermaine Ellis, I think, in South Carolina, who killed people. He's out with a leg bracelet so he can go to work. And then there's been so many others in New York that have perpetrated crime, have committed crime. The feces guy, they let him out and then he recommitted another offense. All these people are out mingling amongst us and they're subject to do it again. But the folks on Jan 6, They're treating them as if the what they did was so horrific and so horrible and such an offense. And I'm thinking, but what about Black Lives Matter? Look at the carnage that they left behind. Why aren't they in jail? And then we're learning that, I think, was it in Seattle, Andrew, that some people are getting like going to split $4 million?
Denver.
This is insane. This is insane. And people are falling for this. I had a conversation with someone not too long ago about Jan 6. And they're like, oh, it was horrible. I'm like, but are you aware of the other attacks that took place on the Capitol? And people were killed. Is anyone aware of this? No, they're not, Andrew. And you know why? Because the media don't want to tell them. The media is covering it up. The media does not want to talk about it. But there has been a history of attacks on the White House. You had one group going in and tried to 1814 burned down the federal buildings in DC. Then you had another group, I think as early as the 1983, that went in, stormed the White House, not the White House, but the Capitol, because they were mad that Puerto Rico wasn't a state. And then you had a bombing in the White House. I keep saying the White House, it meant the Capitol. But they make it seem as if though Jan 6 was horrific because, you know why? Because it was live and we saw some of the pictures, some of the tapes that were piecemeal together. But what they aren't showing you the pictures of the police saying, come on in, just don't do this, come on in. They aren't showing you the FBI that was embedded in that, the same FBI that tried to stage a kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer. They're not showing you any of that. The only thing they'll say is, well, there was a police who got killed. Somebody threw something at his head. Okay, that was proven to be false. Well, there were some more policemen that had a heart attack and they committed suicide. They committed suicide because of something else. They were already having drama for working as policemen because of all the pressure. But it had nothing to do with Jan 6. Nothing at all. The only person who was killed on Jan 6 was Ashley Babbitt. She was killed by a Black man who said that he was a Capitol Security policeman who had once on more than one occasion left his weapon in the bathroom. A man who's now on, I think it's GoFundMe, wanting people to give him money, he wasn't even investigated. No one wants to talk about that. And the way the media has packaged it up and presented it to people, they are completely clueless as to what happened. I hate to say this, but there are a lot of dumb people out there. But Andrew, can you blame them when you have the media working hand in hand to keep the truth, legitimate truth, from the American public? And then when you have the Department of Justice and the FBI thus buttressing this all up, of course they're going to believe it. Look at Twitter. We did the show the other night about Twitter. And look at how big tech shut down free speech. And it took one man, or it's taking one man, a private citizen, Andrew, albeit a billionaire, the richest man in the world. It's taking one man to stand up. And this man isn't even a Republican, a Democrat, a conservative or liberal. I think he's in the middle. But he has seen this and he's like, this shouldn't be happening. And he's now trying to stop it. And my God, you have the left up at arms. You have the Department of Justice, Andrew, up at arms trying to stop him for freeing free speech. This is crazy. One man, a private citizen, albeit the richest man in the world, who's putting everything on the line so that we can continue our free speech because the left decided to collude with big tech and the media and shut it down. Even Barack Obama is questioning the Constitution and what it means by free speech. He feels as though it needs to be censored, that there's too much misinformation. That's their new sexy word, misinformation out there. Well, he's misinformation, but they want to shut it all down. No, I don't like some of the things that they're saying, but because I am a constitutionalist, I will fight until the day is over for them to say it, be it right or wrong, and let the people decide. You have enough information out there, enough tools to decide if it's right or wrong. But yet and still, you have people like McCarthy who will claim that they're for free speech, will claim that they're going to support the party. But behind closed doors, they're working on all these side deals to stop free speech, to get into office and then do their own agenda, to take the party back to those days whereby it was afraid to do anything. There were so many days I would just get mad at George Bush when people would come out and say that he's a racist. And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? Look at the things he's doing for Black people. Look at what he did for AIDS in Africa. Bill Clinton didn't do it. But he sat there and like, well, I don't want to dignify, I don't want to undignify the office of the presidency. But by God, they're putting lies out there. It's hurting your party. It's not helping. But then comes along Donald Trump, not a politician, knows nothing about politics, but he have a love for the country, a businessman. You see, Elon Musk, businessman, Trump, a businessman, who's saying, I want to save this great country. Yes, I did view things differently when I was on the outside. Yes, I did support some Democrats because that's the name of the game. But I want to come in and I want to erect the, I want to correct the wrong, rectify the wrong, get all this other stuff out of the way. Pull the covers back so that you can see the swampers, the rhinos, even in his own party. And they didn't like it. No, I know that Mitch McConnell, he went out and he was successful in getting a lot of federal judges on the benches. But it's more than just that Mitch McConnell. It's keeping the party together, renewing the party, bringing in new faces. You won't always be there, Kevin McCarthy. It's more than just being Speaker of the House and just sitting there with that title and doing absolutely nothing. If Trump showed them one thing, it was how to fight. And you got these numbskulls rolling over. Oh, I don't want to do it. I want the Democrats to love me. Look at Mitt Romney. A huge disappointment. A complete disappointment. And what for? I'm going to go out and march with Black Lives Matter because their lives matter. Who said that their life didn't matter? That's embarrassing what you're doing. If it mattered, why don't you take your Rudy Tootie to Chicago, to the streets of Chicago, and tell them you have all the money, open up community centers. But you're not doing that. You're busy with your mansion in La Jolla, California, with a private elevator for your Cadillac. Really? And you're telling me that Black Lives Matter. These people are abject failures. They're losers. And as I've said before, McCarthy, time's up, buddy. Time's up. Your only purpose is just to help Republicans get elected. Other than that, your time is up. Andrew, I have no use for him whatsoever. None whatsoever, Andrew. No use for it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. I'm so sick of McCarthy and McConnell both. They both need to go. It'll be interesting to see coming up. We could perhaps do a show in the future on who is more likely to be ousted by their own party, Joe Biden or President Trump, because it seems like the powers to be in each party may be trying to get rid of them. It'd be interesting to see what happens between now and 2024. If you're looking for a great product for yourself or a loved one, look at Healthy Cell. If you're looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator of nutritional supplements for cell health. Healthy Cell vitamins work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Absorb a healthier lifestyle with Healthy Cell's pill-free vitamins. It's made with maximum absorption technology. Healthy Cell vitamins feed our bodies at the cellular level. The best part is on your first order of Healthy Cell, you can save 20% off with the code OUTLOUD. Robin, I've been taking Healthy Cell and we highly recommend you give it a shot. Makes a great gift for a loved one as well. The gift of health. Check out healthycell.com and use the promo code OUTLOUD. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's healthycell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
So, Andrew, I've just like gone nonstop on this whole thing with Kevin McCarthy. I was about to say Andrew McCarthy. but as Kevin McCarthy, I just can't believe that we have people like that in our party. And he had to have known that that tape was going to get out. And I'm sure that there are others who've said something similar, done the same thing. But it saddens me when I see our folks are so quick to throw each other under the bus just to appease the Democrats. Now, some of you might be saying, well, you're throwing him up under the bus. No, I'm not. What he did was an offense that we cannot forgive. I'm sorry, it can't be forgiven. The only way I will forgive him for this offense is if he, like I said, if we're successful in taking back both houses and he helps, if his name comes up, he says, I'm not going to do it. I mean, Andrew, would you feel comfortable with him at the top, knowing what you know now, what he said with Liz Cheney, he was colluding with her? Would you feel comfortable with him being Speaker of the House?
Definitely not. McCarthy's the type of guy that we need to get voted out of our party at a certain point. We just need to run better candidates against him and stop voting him as Speaker of the House, for goodness sake. I mean, these rhinos keep advancing to the top of the party, and nobody that's a big President Trump supporter, a big supporter of the America First movement, is a big fan of Kevin McCarthy. I mean, he just kind of ended up where he is because he's been in Washington, D.C. forever, and the swamp and the party votes him to the top. That's why we need fresh blood. We need people like Joe Kent, Laverne Spicer, some of these great candidates we've had on our show to get in and vote for some real leadership at the top and not the same old that we've been stuck with for decades.
That's a good point that you just made. How are these people able to keep advancing to the top? I'm baffled by it. We have a nice little segment in the party that seem to be strong fighters: Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene. I know that a lot of people are conflicted by Marjorie Taylor Greene. Some of them don't like her. I mean, she does say some things that I'm like, okay, Marjorie, come on. But she is a fighter. There is another woman who's there, Lauren Brobeck, I think. She's another fighter. We need fighters like that, because what we have right now are a bunch of weaklings. We need to reimagine, rebuild the leadership team within the Democrat Party. And if that means taking out a lot of the old heads like McCarthy and McConnell, then so be it. Because they're ineffective. They're afraid. They're afraid of their own shadows. They're afraid that the Democrats will hate them. They're afraid that the Democrats are going to say that they're racist. They're afraid that the Democrats are going to say that they're prejudiced. They're afraid the Democrats are going to say you're attacking Black women, including Lindsey Graham. I know that Lindsey Graham goes to Mar-a-Lago and he plays golf with the president. But we can't have people out there that are just constantly putting knives in the president's back just to make the Democrats feel good. Well, I told him this, and I told him if he shut his big mouth up, if he said, you remember Trey Gowdy was really big on that, and it drove me nuts. Well, I told Trump if he was innocent, he should just shut up and start acting like it. And then once Trey saw the facts, he came out and said, okay, I see why he was speaking out. I see why. They were framing him. They were framing the president of the United States, a legitimately elected president. I remember John Lewis, God rest his soul, the late John Lewis. He was at Selma, a civil rights icon. Okay, I'm not going to take that from him. But when Trump was elected to the presidency and they were having the inauguration, he said on 60 Minutes, and this was done deliberately, he said, I don't think that he is legitimate elected president. I am not going to the inauguration. He said it. Hillary Clinton said it. Nancy Pelosi said it. Chuck Schumer said it. Adam Schiff said it. And as far as I'm concerned, McCarthy had might as well said it. I mean, these people would come out and show their disdain knowing that he was elected fairly by the American people. So are you saying that the American people, with all their votes, that it was corrupt? It was wrong? Now, we can say that about Joe Biden's election, because you have states now going back and looking at the votes and saying, wait, something happened here. Now, I know someone is out there saying, yeah, but Piers Morgan, he just recently interviewed President Trump, and he told Trump that there was no evidence that the election was fraud and that it was stolen from him. Well, you see, people like that only see what they want to see. Again, I don't care if it was one vote that was miscast. One vote is enough to say, let's put the pause on this. We need to look at it. This is a United States of America, not a banana republic. Now, if we continue allowing the Democrats to rule, it will become a banana republic, Andrew. But I don't care if it was one person, two people, dead people voting, that should not happen. And we saw all the tapes of people who did not know the other coming out and saying that when they went to the polls to vote, someone said, oh, you've already voted, or they weren't allowed to vote. Now, just imagine if Black people were saying that. We would be out in the streets right now singing We Shall Overcome. Would be out in the streets right now saying, oh, they're trying to keep Black people from voting. Ain't nobody trying to keep Black people from voting. That is a misnomer. We need to stop that lie. J.C. Jackson has been purporting that lie since the 80s. Al Sharpton has picked up the mantle. I know you got Black Lives Matter, and what's that lady's name in Georgia? Stacey Abrams. She's trying to say it. Well, if there was fair election, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia. Really? How about the folks in Georgia just didn't want her there? Let's think about this. And you know something else? This is just a side note, Andrew, but I got to bring this up. Thank God we missed the bullet on Andrew Gillum. Do you guys know who Andrew Gillum is? Andrew, do you remember Andrew Gillum?
I remember Andrew Gillum.
Okay, well, you said it with a chuckle. Thank God we missed that bullet. Now, just imagine, this is just a side note here. Imagine had Andrew Gillum been elected the governor of Florida over Ron DeSantis. Oh my God, it would probably be a gay day in May. Because remember, he got caught having a little excursion with a male prostitute slash porn star. And he tried to deny it. Then he's going to come back later on and say, oh, well, I've been struggling with my sexuality. I think I'm bisexual. Oh my God, Andrew, it just came to mind the other day. I'm like, thank God we missed that bullet, because Disney would still be at the top running things, and everybody in Florida would be, you're gay. And, you know, just on Disney, we're going to talk about this also. I had no idea they had so much power in Florida. My God, I'm glad they took away all those little perks. I mean, this is insane. And again, you don't know about this because the media won't talk about it. And the only thing they're talking about now is, oh, the big tax bill that the Floridians are going to have to pay. Well, look, they're paying it for the Epcot Center. They're paying it for SeaWorld. Give me a break. And you guys are the main ones who, whenever tax time comes, you say that they're not paying their fair share of taxes. Another story for another day. But thank you, God, Andrew Gillum is not the governor of Florida. Now, back to Kevin McCarthy. He just can't. I'm sorry. I know that I'm flipping the script on you guys, but he cannot be Speaker of the House. I would encourage you all to reach out to your congressman. Call them up. If he happens to be your congressman, reach out to him and tell him, we just can't do it. Kevin, we can't do it. We just can't do it, Kevin. We need for you to be the good Republican and help get Republicans elected, and the right Republicans, because we got our eyes on you. We don't want you to get in rhinos. And, you know, maybe we don't want him to do anything, Andrew, because if he's supporting, what is her name, Herrera Butler up in Seattle, we don't need him to participate in anything. We don't need him. We do not need him to help, because he would probably go out and get other rhinos. We're trying to eradicate the party of rhinos like the Kevin McCarthy's and the Mitch McConnell's and the Ben Sasse and Mitt Romney. I am completely surprised that Ben Sasse has not poked his head up to pontificate his silliness. But wherever he is, let him stay there. Oh, and there's another one, John Thune. You know, I really like John Thune. I felt that he had a really nice, deep, commanding voice. When he spoke, people listened. But unfortunately, he's proven to be a rhino. We got to get rid of the rhinos, folks. Susan Collins, she's another rhino. I know that she was eloquent when she supported Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, she made the case, she laid it out, and I thought, bravo. But she also supported Ketanji Brown Jackson for no other reason than the fact that she was a Black woman. That's it. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled. She was afraid also that Black Lives Matter probably would have come up and knocked at her door and say, oh, what are you doing? We know Lisa Murkowski. And here's the other thing with Lisa Murkowski that some of you probably didn't know, is that I think it was her dad. She took on her dad's position because her dad died. And I think before her dad had it, it might have been an uncle or someone. It's like they're trying to keep it in the family. Lisa, that position does not belong to the Murkowski family or anyone else in your family, okay? It's time for you to step down. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, but her district, they like her. Well, that's fine and dandy. But there are other people in her district that don't like her because they feel that she's not doing what she's supposed to do. This is not a dynasty, dear. It's time for you to step down. Let fresh blood come in. Because we see right now, Andrew, that there are too many people that are there that shouldn't be there. They're just there for show. And as we mentioned on our show last week, Dianne Feinstein, why in the heck is she still in office and she can't fulfill her constitutional duties as a senator? Who's running things? Her staff? Yeah, but you know, Andrew, when I throw that out there, you know I have to cover Joe Biden. The man is senile. Let's just stop pretending. You would think McCarthy would be demanding for a cognitive test, but it would take someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene to push the button. It would take someone like her to say, let's impeach, because McCarthy's not going to do it, Andrew. He will sit there and kick the can down the road because he just wants to be Speaker of the House. And for what? I'll tell you what for. As I said during the first hour, the top of the show, he wants to be Speaker of the House so that he can pontificate, do nothing, hide, allow the Democrats to attack him, try to make nice with the Democrats, and then once his time is over, then he'll go and he'll sit on some board. Now, you guys have got to also be reminded that he had tried to be Speaker of the House when, what's the guy's name? He ran with Mitt Romney, the representative. He had tried to be Speaker of the House when John Boehner stepped down. Remember, there's a whole kerfuffle about John Boehner, the man who was always crying, making ugly faces. Well, he went, apparently the story goes, he went and met with the Pope. And the Pope blessed him and said something. Then he said, I no longer want to be Speaker of the House. It's a tough job. So McCarthy, as the story goes, tried to go in and be the Speaker of the House. He was trying to get support. But no one wanted him. No one wanted him to be the Speaker of the House. And as I'm talking, I'm trying to figure out who became the Speaker of the House that time. But no one wanted McCarthy to be Speaker of the House. But man, he got out there and he rallied. He tried to get the folks to support him. But no one wanted to, they didn't like him. And now I think I see why they didn't like him. You know why? Because they knew that he was nothing but a big facade, that he was fake. He was a rhino. He was a rhino. And that is the reason why they didn't support him. And that is the reason why he was unable to get that position. But man, I could see him now working behind the scenes, trying to get the vote. Just didn't happen. It did not happen. And all the more reason now. Should he run? Should they succeed in taking back both houses? Andrew, he shouldn't get it. He should not get it. He should not get it. They should not give it. Paul Ryan. That's the guy's name. Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan got it over Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy tried to run for the position when John Boehner stepped down, crying John Boehner. John Boehner, who does not like Trump, John Boehner, who has come out and said some disparaging things about Trump. John Boehner, who's probably went and had a smoke with Barack Obama. Yes, Obama was a smoker. He probably still is a closeted smoker. But he has come out and said that, you know, Jan 6, he too said, oh, Trump should step down. He should resign. It's like, wait, time out. Okay, time out. We're in January. They're going to swear in another president, a one who shouldn't be there, January 21st. Why should he resign? It just makes absolutely no sense. But Andrew, this is how the Republicans think. We're going to appease the left. You guys appease them when you agreed to have the first impeachment. You appeased him on the second one. And still they're not happy. They put in Joe Biden into office. And look at the country. Look at the country. We could possibly go to war. But you all believe Mark Cuban when he said, if Trump is elected, we're going to be World War III. And a lot of the rhinos within the Republican Party agreed. They were saying the same thing. And what did Trump do? He kept us so far from war. There was peace. We were respected. The lowest unemployment in 40 years. There was no inflation. Trump gave us the lowest unemployment. Biden gave us high inflation. Go figure. But this is whom they wanted. They wanted him there. No one will talk about his cognitive deficits. Like I said, where's McCarthy? Why isn't he saying, he needs to have a physical. I mean, we're going to talk about this in one of our other shows. The other day, they were talking about the mask. Now, we spoke about this in one of our shows, the religion of the mask, that Biden is saying, well, 15 more days, we want the mask. Okay, so a federal court comes in from Florida and says, nope, you can't do it. The CDC doesn't have the power. They start kicking the can down the road, the Biden administration. Then they decide, oh, well, maybe we're going to appeal this. Appeal it? Dude, by the time you appeal it, the 15 days that you were asking for would be over. So are you going to put on another 15 more days? Kevin McCarthy isn't saying anything about it, Andrew. He's just quiet. He's going along just to be a part of the gang. Again, get in contact with your congressman and tell them to respectfully tell him, stop looking at that position. Stop it right now. What else can we do, Andrew? What else can we say?
Yeah, not much else. It'll be interesting to see what happens between now and 2024. So many puzzle pieces to be filled in from the Democrats' point of view. You've got Joe Biden, who's been weak. You've got record inflation. You've got his approval ratings down in the 30% tile. They're going to get, in all likelihood, whipped in the midterms this year in 2022. And Joe Biden will still be a weak candidate going into 2024. You would have to think that Nancy Pelosi and some others would like to perhaps switch him out with someone else because of how unpopular Joe Biden is. Then you look at things for the Republicans, and clearly President Donald Trump is still the most popular Republican, but we still got rhinos like Mitch McConnell, like Kevin McCarthy, who we do not trust. And with this January 6th incident still going on, the commission still running investigations, who knows what would happen? Obviously, it only would take a couple of Republicans to flip, because we know what all the Democrats would be voting on. So it'll be interesting to see what happens between now and 2024 with Joe Biden and President Trump, who seem to be the favorites right now, but there seems to be a lot of outside forces that may want to take them out before that happens. Thank you all for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.